What's up, Pats fans? I'm your host, Romeo. We got a great show for you. Here's what's coming up on week lucky number 13.
It was all systems go for the Pats as they blew over the Jets in week 12. Now it's time for the team to head down south and demolish the Dolphins. Justin Francis is excited to be in the NFL, but what's got him busting a move? And Professor Fritz is cuckoo for Kyle. He's sniffing out his top interceptions from last season.
To make the diving interception.
Get your popcorn. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Well, first weekend in December, and while it's freezing here in Foxborough, the boys are getting ready to get nice and warm and toasty down in Miami. Some of the Pats, real familiar, they'll feel at home down in Florida, especially rookie Justin Francis. He's from the Sunshine State, ready to take down the Dolphins. Before they do, let's get to know this rookie a little better. It's time for Pats Chat.
Hey, Romeo, I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and with me today are a group of students from Rockland High School. They are here to help me welcome in defensive end Justin Francis.
How y'all doing?
Hi, Justin.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here.
Hey, it's nice to be here. Hello, everyone.
So you played football in college with one of your current teammates, Devin McCourty. Did that make the transition to the Patriots and to the NFL a little bit easier?
I think it helped a lot. Growing up, well, coming in at Rutgers, coming up with Devin, he was kind of like a guy that I looked up to. You know, he always did the right things, was always at the right place at the right time, and you know, I kind of drifted off to his side, and coming here, he made the transition a little bit better for me, you know, sat down, watched film with me, talked to me about, you know, how to be a professional, and just made it a little bit easier for me.
You ever get some personal time, you know, play a little Xbox or anything?
The time that I do have, you know, my extra time off, I try to, you know, spend it with my family or, you know, talking to my daughter or spending time with my brother or my, you know, any of my family, like my relatives. You know, I try to call them as much as possible, being that I'm so far away from home. So, you know, I talk to them, and, you know, I still, you know, get down on the PS3, not the Xbox. PS3 guy.
You were friends with Steve Belichick in college.
Right.
What's it like to have him on the coaching staff now?
It's kind of funny. You know, being that we were friends in college and then coming here, you know, we're still real close. And, you know, I respect him as a friend, but I also respect him as a coach. You know, he stays on top of me, you know, pulls me to the side, tells me what I need to work on and what I could do maybe the next play or whatever the case may be. So he's always been a good friend, and now he's being a good coach to me as well. So it's a pretty good thing.
Did you ever think that you'd be playing in the NFL?
I mean, I've dreamed of it, and, you know, I've thought about it a lot, sat down with my family, talked about it. You know, we laughed, we've cried about it, and, you know, just me accomplishing or at least getting to this point where I'm at right now is just a blessing from God, you know. And I thank him every day for that. So it's been real, man. It's been a great journey.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? I used to cut a little rug back in the days, but nah. But
you know what that means? You got to dance up here for us now. Come on, you're trying to dance.
Dance. They hit him with a little two step. A little something.
Well, all season long, our favorite players have been giving you the 411 on how they stay healthy and strong throughout the season. A lot of hard work and dedication, and you can't do it alone. You need some of the best nutritionists and strength and conditioning coaches out there. Let's get to meet one of those guys right now and take you beyond the bench.
And now, the assistant strength and conditioning coach, Moses Cabrera.
When I was in the seventh grade, I started lifting weights. You know, I was drawn to the weight room and just the teaching of all the technique. And, you know, I told myself if there was a job that I could do this all day, every day, this is what I wanted to do. Typical day starts about 5:30. Come in, get, you know, things ready to go in the weight room. Harold and I will go over anything clerical that we have to do. Then guys come in after their meetings. They train, you know, up to, you know, when they got to get ready for practice. Then we go out to practice, and Harold and I run stretch. During practice, we work with anybody who's injured, you know, working to get back on the field.
Vincent Wilfork picked up Moore, the guard, and took him and threw him right into Mark Sanchez.
I watch the game probably different. I watch it from a standpoint of, is a guy getting tired as the quarters go on? What's he doing when he lines up across from somebody? Is he getting pushed back? How's his strength? Workout programs, you know, are all based on what is the goal. Our program changes every 4 weeks. There's nuts and bolts to the program, you know, the Olympic lifts, squatting, you know, any of our benching movements. That's where it all starts with. Harold and I will sit down and, you know, put our ideas together. We typically have something that will work explosive strength, something that will work strength, and then auxiliaries. We can't train wide receivers like we do defensive linemen. You know, there's movements that they can do that are the same, but their energy systems are different. Their strength needs are different. What we try to do as strength coaches is tailor and fit it to that particular player. We've been doing it for so long, we know what works. And, you know, tweaking exercises or, you know, finding new exercises from other strength coaches or players, and that's kind of how we get all our stuff together. I love working with all the different, you know, athletes, all the different personalities that are in the locker room. I enjoy seeing them successful on the field, you know, being great at their job and knowing that you played a part in their preparation.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, it's a zombie attack. Oh, wait, it's Kyle Arrington. This defensive back shows us a different and maybe a little scary side of himself.
You're not still my idea. Don't air that.
And is Justin Francis a pirate in the offseason? Interesting choice for a captain, Justin.
I have carrots and grapes on deck.
Arg, matey. Man the deck. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back. Justin Francis is not small by any means, okay? The dude is 6'4", 270 pounds. You gotta be big to be a defensive end. Main job, plowing through that offensive line. You gotta have that kind of size. I'm curious what kind of workouts he does to stay on top of his game. Let's find out. It's time for Totally Fit.
Hey, Romeo, I'm back in the hall at Patriot Place, and I'm still with Justin Francis here. He's going to tell us a little bit about his health and fitness regimen. Justin, what is your favorite workout in the gym?
My favorite workout would have to be my upper body, just because all the tugging and pulling that I have to do all the time, and pretty much throwing the old lineman back every play. So I work on, you know, that a lot.
And what specific workouts do you do then?
The bench press, do like shoulder raises, shoulder press, pull-ups, dips. I stick to the old school workouts, pretty much free weight everything. So that's it.
How often do you lift?
Pretty much every day. We have a pretty good, you know, weight staff here, weight room staff, and they stay on top of us. And, you know, we stay on top of ourselves as well. You know, we have to make sure our body's in prime condition. You know, you might want to run a mile every other day or maybe twice a week or, you know, whatever your regimen may be. But, you know, we pretty much work out every day, make sure we stay up in tip top.
And what would your favorite healthy snack be?
My favorite healthy snack? Carrots. I have carrots and grapes on deck in the refrigerator at the house. So when I cut on ESPN or I'm sitting there, I'm playing Madden or something, I got carrots and the grapes if I, you know, I want to switch it up.
Do you dip the carrots in anything?
No, I just pick up.
One of the most exciting things that can happen during a football game, it's an interception. Comes out of nowhere. I love it. I still get excited. I scream out loud like a little kid. Too much information, but it is still exciting. And it's not nearly as easy as it looks. It's time for some science now. Let's check in with Professor Fritz and see how the defense does it.
Hey! You know, a defensive back position in football is a tricky position. I mean, technically, they're on the defense. But at any given moment, they can intercept the ball and boom, they're running for a touchdown. Now, one DB stands above the rest. You probably heard of him, Kyle Arrington. He led the league last season in most interceptions. Now, you may wonder what makes him so successful. Well, we're going to look specifically at two interceptions that show you the technique to be a great DB in the NFL. The pressure put on the quarterback in both plays is a very important aspect. This caused the quarterbacks to be rushed and unable to use the correct technique when throwing the ball, causing it to take a little longer to get to its destination. Reaction times of human beings vary from person to person, but the average human reaction time is somewhere around 0.2 seconds. In that 0.2 seconds, Arrington is able to recognize the path of the ball and accelerate in the direction of the pass. So you'll notice Arrington breaks off his coverage as soon as he sees the ball in the air. His quick reaction and physical speed enables him to get to where the ball is going and step in front to intercept the ball. It's the read and reaction time of the defender that plays a major role in successfully intercepting a pass. Wow, I'd like to be Kyle for a while. This guy moves to the ball so fast, and he's got keen instincts. If he were a lion, I'd hate to be a buffalo within his senses. Oh, hey, speaking of buffalo, let's take a look. In this play, he is playing zone coverage, watching the quarterback. As soon as the ball is let go, he breaks to his destination and steps in front of the receiver to get the ball. Against the Giants, he is in man coverage and breaks off his man as soon as he sees where the ball is going to make the diving interception. Arrington also uses his human ability of eyesight when making these reactions. The human eye has a field of vision of 95 degrees out, 60 degrees in, 75 degrees down, and 60 degrees up. This essentially gives him the ability to see 180 degrees in front of him. So by constantly rotating his body and head, he is able to scan the whole field and pick up the information he needs to react quickly. On your toes for this game. I mean, in a split second, the game can turn from better to worse, depending on what side you're on. Yeah, that wasn't bad. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Next on Totally Patriots, grab a glass of water. Things are about to get spicy. Who knew Romeo had some Spanish flavor in it?
La cara huela a coso rancio.
Or maybe not. No se mueve. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants. The new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. It's December 1st, and you know what that means. Holiday shopping season is here. Everyone's a little bit crazy. The holidays are just around the corner. Even our favorite Pats players are getting a little extra tilted this week.
I still sleep with a pillow between my legs. I picked up that habit, yes, when I was small, and I just can't go to sleep unless there's a pillow between my legs. My most embarrassing moment was back in middle school. I wore a redskin sweatsuit in the middle of the summer, tight fitting. And let me tell you, tight fitting clothes was not the style yet back then. So not only was I hot, I was being made fun of. It was a poor decision on my part. last movie I have cried at, The Green Mile. And, you know, it was a good movie. It was a good movie. Sad at the end. I thought Tom Hanks was going to come save him at the end. I was mad at Tom, but, you know, it's Hollywood. But that's the only way I can ride a roller coaster. I have to spray.
Oh, my kind of ride.
The Walking Dead, that's my show. So I know, you know, you're not yourself anymore because you're a zombie now. And, you have to, you know, walk like that. I just couldn't see myself still not being athletic. You're not still my idea. Don't air that.
The holidays are here, but don't worry, there's still time to get on Santa's nice list. I know someone who might not make the cut, though. That's Romeo. Let's see how naughty he's getting this week in Totally Facts.
Fur.
Where did the dolphins get their name from?
The fish in Miami.
There's like dolphins in the ocean there.
So back in 1965, they held the contest and basically dolphins got the most votes.
Sounds good to me.
How fast do dolphins swim?
Not fast enough.
10 miles an hour?
85 miles an hour?
85?
About 30 miles an hour?
25 miles an hour. Are they smart animals?
Extremely smart.
They're very smart.
Wicked smart.
How many brains do dolphins have?
One, I believe.
One giant one.
Two.
Imagine what we could do if we had two brains.
That's a scary thought.
I think it's the stupidest thing I could say.
We know Miami gets hot, but what's the average temperature in the city year-round?
When I'm there, it's about 95.
87.
You bring the heat?
I bring the heat.
Nice.
I bring the heat.
You bring a lot of deodorant, too?
No, it's El Natural.
Back in 1870, before people used to go down there to tan and party, what was South Beach actually originally used for?
Like hunting alligators.
Yachts and stuff, is it?
Importing.
It's farmland.
South Beach was farmland?
165 acres for coconut farming in Miami. And finally, what's the predominant language down in Miami?
Espanol.
Can you guys speak Spanish?
Doritos, tacos.
Viva los Patriots!
¿Qué pasa, amigo? Patriotos.
Yo soy fiesta.
All right, so the weather may be a little bit nicer down in Miami, but you know what? I'll take New England any day. Learned a lot of Spanish today from a lot of the fans, too. La cabra huela a coso rancio. That's what one person told me means go Pats. Not sure if that's right, though. Back to you.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
The pressure has been on Justin Francis all show long. I mean, he's been taking some serious heat. It's good, though, getting a little conditioned for the warm weather down in Miami. Time to put the power in his hands. Let's see if the students can handle the pressure in the gridiron gauntlet.
You have to get 3 out of 5 right. Are you ready?
Yep.
You sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Yep.
Who is the all-time leading scorer for the Patriots?
Gino Cappelletti.
You're on that one. It's Adam Vinatieri.
Makes sense.
What was the last season the Super Bowl was held in New Orleans?
2002, when the Patriots played the Rams.
My man. What Patriot player is known for his touchdown spike celebration?
Rob Gronkowski, University of Arizona.
Amen. Name one Patriots member in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Curtis Martin got in this year, so I'm gonna pick him.
All right, Curtis Martin. That's it, man. He's good. He's good.
Rob,
Romeo, how about that game? Unbelievable. I mean, I was starting to feel embarrassed for the Jets.
It was embarrassing. I wasn't embarrassed for him. I was happy to see it go down like that. But, yeah, what a win. By the way, Belichick's 200th career win.
Wow. Unbelievable. Oh, that's no big deal.
NBD, you know, nothing really. Cold here in New England. Do we have time to make that plane down to Miami?
Oh, I would kill to get on a plane to Miami right now.
A little bit of sunshine and a big win.
Oh, that's what we need.
We'll take it. That's going to do it for Shauna and I from Patriot Place. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
A mix-up in the backfield, Sanchez, has the ball, and down he goes. Patriots pick up the fumble, running into the end zone for a touchdown. Caught in the air again, picked up by the Patriots, touchdown.
Turn up
touchdown,
the
touchdown, Julian Edelman. Closer downfield, open Edelman, he's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.